franchise with championship pedigree and something to prove.
Giannis! Oh!
A new-look roster with a generational superstar ready to make history.
Milwaukee Bucks, I'm here, baby.
With all the expectations and the noise, the Milwaukee Bucks are focused on one thing: how to win it all. I'm Marcus Johnson, and this season on Behind the Bucks, go inside the team's pursuit of a title. This is Locked In, presented by Gallagher on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. This is episode 3 for the 414.
Yesterday, ESPN came out. I'm curious just how you kind of feel about that story and how you
dress. I've said this many times, like, I want to be in a situation that I can win, and now I'm here. I believe in this team, I believe in my teammates. You know, I'm here to lead this team.
Bucks superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo has already cemented his place among the all-time greats in NBA history. And going into this season, he is focused on winning as a team and building on that legacy.
I'm locked in. I'm locked into this team. I'm locked into these guys, to this group, and to my coaching staff, and to myself.
When you are a player of this stature, noise and speculation comes with the rarefied territory.
Obviously, you're going to see probably in 2-3 days that I probably met with FC Barcelona too, you know, or I met with, PSG, right? Yeah, don't believe, because I'm going to show up in practice and we're going to do what we got to do. We're going to work through our plays, we're going to work through our defense, and we're going to get locked in and play the game tomorrow.
After practice one day, Giannis addressed the latest set of headlines and suggested his own.
I think after this interview here, I'm not going to see it. You guys going to see it. It's going to have you guys' name out there. You know, a report from Jim and Eric. Giannis committed to Milwaukee and committed to this team, and he's going to end it.
With the roster evolving from an aging core group of veterans to a new dynamic of young players with high upside, Giannis understands there is an adjustment his teammates will have to go through.
Say if you've been around like KD or LeBron or Steph or, Devin Booker and all these big-time players, there's always going to be conversations. There's always going to be rumors, you know, and you're just going to get used to that, right? You know, and now I think like we're a young team. So with my actions and with my words, I just got to keep on validating to those guys that we're here to do something special. We're here to learn, here to play hard, and we're here to compete. And I'm here, and there's nothing else that matters.
For Giannis, no matter what other people have to say, his purpose has always remained the same.
I've always wanted to be Milwaukee, always wanted to represent the city. You know, as long as we have the opportunity to win, and I feel like we have the opportunity to win. So I'm here, Milwaukee Bucks, I'm here, baby.
At the end of the day, regardless of the noise or the hype, players are signing with the Bucks for the opportunity. Many had opportunities to sign elsewhere, but in this episode, we focus on why they chose the Cream City.
Coming here, the people have been so welcoming. That's like the biggest thing. Like, you know, it's, you know, it comes to a point where I'm comfortable just walking around in public. You know, people are literally just, you know, hey, we're so excited to have you. You know, welcome to the city. And they've embraced me.
Bucks center, Miles Turner.
And I think that's something that's it's really cool. And comes with being in the Midwest. You know, comes with being with a, you know, quote unquote smart market. You know, I understand how, you know, loyal, you know, you guys are to your teams. And I felt that, you know, it's been a good energy here.
Ever since he arrived in town this summer, he's been engaging with fans on social media, asking for restaurant recommendations, and exploring the state.
What's up, y'all? Miles Turner and the Milwaukee Bucks, man. We checking in. Ain't nothing like baseball in October, baby. Let's go Bruins.
He knows the way to a fan's heart here in Wisconsin is through a steady diet of beer, brats, and cheese curds. And as much as he is enjoying doing as Wisconsinites do, and going to Packers and Brewers games, coming off a finals appearance, it's what he can do on the court that led him to Milwaukee.
Not winning the NBA championship gave me a renewed sense of purpose. I think that's something that's been big, you know, for me. There's so many years that you felt like, you know, that was just such a long shot to get there. But now that I've actually experienced it and know what it's like to be in that room, be so close, you know, it's something that drives me, you know, more now. I think, you know, I've have to have a short memory because, you know, it was just two and a half months ago, whatever it was. Now you're on to your next season in a new situation. So again, you know, being with an organization that, you know, that's done it before, I understand where their mentality is and, you know, where they want to get back to. So the fact that we share some of their mindset is everything. And, you know, I'm looking forward, again, like I said, to the opportunity, you know, Steve, and, you know, be in this position.
Another newly signed free agent that is looking to make an impact on this team is guard Cole Anthony. He was part of a core group of players in Orlando that helped build a culture that got the team back into the playoffs. Now he has a chance to go even further in Milwaukee.
Yeah, you know, obviously there was a lot of uncertainty. You know, I got traded to Memphis. Didn't know if I was going to be there. Obviously didn't end up staying there. And then got the opportunity to sign here in Milwaukee. And I was like, oh, man, my man G here. I'm like, oh, I'm with Giannis. You know, this sounds like a good opportunity. And so I just remember signing. I was hyped. I think I was in Antigua when I ended up, when I got the call, like, all right, yo, we're committing to the Bucks. And I was like, yes, this is gas. This is fire.
For Bucks wing Gary Harris, the spacing that comes with being on the floor with Giannis was a big attraction when he was considering the Bucks.
You know, the way they play, and that's, you know, it's a testament to Giannis. You know, he's going to draw a lot of attention, you know, rightfully so, and just, you know, creating that space. And so guards going to have to knock down shots for him.
Giannis isn't the only all-time great leading the team. Head coach Doc Rivers has the most wins of any active coach in the NBA. And he could even break into the top five all-time this season. The opportunity to play for Doc is something the new Bucks are taking full advantage of.
You know, he's just like Giannis. He's one of the best to ever do it. You know, he's won before. He's coached a lot of great players. So he's seen it all, top to bottom. And just being able to pick his brain and understand how he sees the game has definitely been beneficial as well.
For Bucks wing Amir Coffey, who grew into a reliable role player over six seasons with the Los Angeles Clippers, the chance to reunite with Doc was a definite draw.
Just some good conversation with the coaching staff, with Doc, you know, looking at the roster. It's a good roster, you know, and I feel like what I do is you know, can be in playing on this team pretty well. So just knowing what I bring to the table, talking with the coaches, looking at the roster. And I already been in Doc's system, so I kind of know how he coaches, how he plays, how he plays. So it felt like the right decision for me.
It was actually a member of Doc's coaching staff, assistant coach Darvin Ham, who helped ease Bucks forward Taurean Prince's transition in his first season with the team last year.
It goes back to my rookie year when he was in Atlanta. He was a player development coach. And he was somebody that I had worked out with, talked to a lot about, not just basketball, but life in general. So kept that relationship as time went on. And then when he went from, well, him and Mike Budenholzer went from Atlanta to the Bucks, I stayed super close with both of them. And then a few years later, I was an LA Laker. And then Coach Ham was the head coach, and it just full circle moment. And even now, him being here is even more. And then working out with his son, when 9 years ago, his son was a younger guy. So it's just crazy. Yeah.
It wasn't just his effectiveness on the court that made him feel at home in Milwaukee. Spending time with his family around town was something that felt natural.
I kind of compare it to the pace of Texas, depending on where in Texas you are, but very slow pace, very quiet where I stay. And I like to find different things to do, especially with my children, like you mentioned, going to baseball games with my son. I also plan to try to hit some Marquette volleyball games or tennis matches with my daughter. So just doing different things like that.
The success he had in his role on the court and his comfort off of it made re-signing with the Bucks this summer a straightforward decision.
Well, my number one choice was obviously being at a place that I'm comfortable with and I'm familiar with, which was a plus for myself. But then also, like I said, I always mention I have a wife, three kids, so same for them, comfortability. Not having to get up and pack up and move again was very important. And then Milwaukee, the Bucks, the staff, teammates, front office, everybody was showing a lot of love. So I just felt well.
More on Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher, coming up after this.
Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher. Trust is the foundation of any successful partnership, especially when it comes to managing risk and planning your future. That's why businesses turn to Gallagher. With over 95 years of experience, Gallagher has the expertise to help businesses navigate complex challenges and seize new opportunities. As a proud partner of the Milwaukee Bucks, Gallagher is dedicated to building confidence together. To learn more, visit AJG.com. Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and H&R Benefits consultant.
For Torian, when it comes down to it, the most important thing is being able to compete for a championship.
I think winning brings a lot of eyes to you in a positive way. And then you're able to use that platform to do things bigger than you probably could have done for yourself. Obviously, you can go try to get the most money in anywhere you want for as many years as you possibly could. But what type of effect will you have on people? And I think when you're on a team that's constantly contending for a championship run and being on those platforms to inspire, I think that's where I get the most gratification.
That drive to win? Now, that was also a major influence on Gary Trent Jr.'s decision to sign with the Bucks last year as well.
There's nothing I can get out of life being a loser. You know what I'm saying? Anything you do or anything you want to be a part of, you want it to be of a certain product that's of high level. So again, I have different options, different places I could have went to, could have not went to, due just to the opportunity, my future well-being, and you know, the way I want my life to go. Milwaukee was, you know, second to none when it come down to making a decision like that, thinking of certain things, just due to, you know, the city, due to the team, due to already what they got going on, the championship pedigree.
According to his father, Gary Trent Sr., head coach Doc Rivers was aggressive last offseason in recruiting his son to Milwaukee in the first place.
Doc called me and was telling me, look, man, you know, I put your son in a great opportunity. I'm going to put your son in a situation to succeed. I know he's a shooter. You know, if you look at the things I did with J.J. Redick, running him off down streets, like J.J. Redick had a career highs under me.
Sitting down this year at Media Day, Gary Trent Jr. walked us through his thinking on what brought him back to Milwaukee in free agency.
Yeah, you know, long-term wise, for my future and for everything that I want to accomplish and everything that I'm trying to do, this is my best option. Out of all the options that I had, I had some great options, but this was the best option when it came down to it.
Despite the cold, it wasn't hard for Gary to warm up to living in Wisconsin.
Yeah, hey, Milwaukee is a great city. It kind of, you know, reminds me of myself, where I come from. I'm from Columbus, Ohio. I lived in Minnesota, so I'm from the Midwest. It's a bordering state, so blue collar, hard working, grow up with all four seasons, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm pretty familiar with Wisconsin, you know. Yeah, I feel like I gel well with the city.
Acquired at the trade deadline last season, Bucks guard Kevin Porter Jr. has become a vital contributor to the team. This summer, as a free agent, he made it clear to his agents, Milwaukee is where he wanted to be.
I mean, we got Giannis. And that's one thing. And then we got a bunch of dogs and guys that are opportunists and that are hungry. And I learned a lot just being with an organization, being here just in general, with the daily things as a group that has to be done. And honestly, it was good coming over here, fast pace, being surrounded by shooters. I love the pass. Of course, I'm a point guard, so everything kind of was easy to fit in jail. And the culture, of course, you know, I love the Bucks culture, the city and everything. So it was easy for me to do, for sure.
Portis, cut three!
In his first season with the Bucks, big man Bobby Portis helped the team win a championship.
Bobby Portis electrifying the crowd!
And became a legend in the city. But this offseason, he faced a challenging decision in free agency.
About 3 weeks after the season, my agent started hitting me about, so, you know, we have to think about what's next. And, you know, as a professional athlete, you know, there's only short windows of you having like time to yourself, right? So we hit the ground rolling with that, and shout out John, man, he was calling us every week, every day, just trying to get it done. And I took a very much so load off my shoulder from, you know, having to move all my stuff somewhere else and all these other things. So forever grateful for the organization, though, for sure. They always show love, and it's always great being in a place that wants you too. So I'm thankful.
When fans call Bobby the mayor of Milwaukee, it's more than just a nickname. He's often the first person new teammates call when they're trying to get acclimated to the city and the team.
It's been like a super trend too. Like, most guys from our team, they always like hit me up. I don't know. I was like, it's crazy too. Like, they always hit me up, ask me like about places, this and that, like about the team and expectations and what they can do to win and help us win, things like that. So I just try to give guys great advice on how to help them and how to help us. But I do want to see all the guys win. Like, we play this game not for, you know, financial stability and all these things. Obviously, everybody wants to get the big contracts and want to get paid, but there's a way you go about it. So I kind of like try to groom my guys and try to give them just great advice to how to get to the bag, how to groom themselves and to be good pros. There's steps to that. So it's been fun, man, like I said, man, but it is kind of cool that guys do hit me up. Like, it'd be like right when a guy comes to the team, like instantly, like, what up, bro? What's this? Like, I'd be like, yeah, like, but yeah, it's amazing.
He's a good person to ask because few in Bucks history have captured the hearts of fans like Bobby has. And that connection with fans means everything to him.
I think when they first started in 2021, it was like a surreal thing. And it was like crazy, like chills, goosebumps, like, wow, this is happening. And then when 2022 came and they still do it, goosebumps. But in 2025, I feel like I have like have a responsibility. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like I have a responsibility to, you know, go out here and not only perform well, but, you know, just lay it all out on the line, right? Like, you know, miss or make shots. I think people like me because I give 110%. I think that's what it is. Like, whether I'm making shots or not, I'm always locked in on trying to win a game. So, it's been fun. It's been a hell of a ride, and I want to keep riding away, man. It's been fun.
Bobby knows what it takes to win, and when he looks at this team this season, he believes they can do it.
I definitely like the makeup of our team, and I think it's going to be a great year for us. It's just going to be on us, like I said. This year, it's solely going to be on us, what we want to do. Whatever we want to achieve is going to be on us.
I'm Marcus Johnson, and here's what to expect on the next Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher.
Like, just being a leader is everything to me. Always been a guy that always led, but it's kind of cool to hear you say that. You know, when you ask other people on the team who's leader, they say me. That means a lot to me.
This has been a Bucks Plus audio production.